Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a journey into sound.
Much as you try to bury it, the truth is out there.
The truth lives right here, Houston.
On this day, I see clearly.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
Here we go, Area 45, back with you. I am Sean Bijani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago in the house. We've got you until 11 o'clock this evening right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Just less than 24 hours away, and the NFL draft is going to be underway. We'll have the best coverage right here on Sports Radio 610 tomorrow and Friday. Obviously, given that that is the case, this is our last show of the week, PC. And I thought we still have a chance, but I really thought I was going to come in and it was just going to be like, bam. But you know, you saw how pissed off I got about 30 seconds ago before the show came on.
I'm really impressed that no electronic equipment was damaged in the last minute.
Holy smokes, dude. I mean, literally like one swing of the bat and I just about flipped my you know what. And I'm going to tell you right now, two things need to happen. Spencer Arrighetti is not allowed to have like the best hair on the team if he's going to pitch like crap and give up a three-run homer in the second inning. That can't happen. Like, I don't want to hear about the Lance McCullers Jr. comparisons.
First inning.
Son of a gun. Yeah, it was a damn first inning.
They better score some damn runs tonight.
And J.P. France need to shave that damn mustache off because you can't have a kick-ass looking mustache and keep pitching like crap. Who else? Give me somebody else. You know, Jose Abreu, he looks like an idiot, and he's hitting like ass, so
looks like he's got a bone in his...
Make that change, too. I'm just going to berate people for their appearances because they can't play good baseball anymore.
Look, if they just, you know, claim Garrett Cooper on waivers, they could be rid of John Singleton and Jose Abreu.
Oh, man.
I will bet... How much do you want to bet the Astros did not put a claim in? How much do you want to bet?
That would just be ridiculous. I would not make that bet.
He's making $1.5 million. He's got a 770 OPS. He plays first. He plays the corner outfielders. And the Astros will not put a claim on him because, well, that would just make sense.
Would that have been leaked by now? Would we know that if they had? Is that typical? When do you find, if they did, let me ask it this way.
I think that with everything going on around the Astros, it probably would have got leaked.
If they did put a claim in, when would you find out if they'd gotten the player?
48 hours.
48 hours. And so if they DFA'd him, yeah, all right, so we got to wait about 24 more. I'm fine with that. I am actually fine with that because it was a thought, and, you know, Chris Santiago can attest to this. Maybe I shouldn't say it because, damn it, if I don't even think positive thoughts, I feel like I jinxed this ball club. I said to myself in my mind, you know what? Braggy's going to get it going tonight.
Actually,
he's a 280 career hitter. He's got a 379 on base percentage. He's got an 898 OPS. He's got the most home runs, the most RBIs, the most plate appearances, the most at-bats in the two spot in his career. Tonight is the night. And he beats one into the ground on the left side of the field. And I said the same thing in my mind quietly to myself, PC. This is when Yordan gets it going. I don't know what the wind's doing, but I don't give a damn. He's going to cut that ball through that wind, and it's going to go about 425 down right center field. And damn it if he didn't pound the ball into the ground.
Actually, you know what? Let me give you a new timeline.
Okay.
Because they did not waive him. They just DFA'd him. When you DFA a player, you've got 7 days to decide what you're going to do with them, whether that's put them on waivers, release them, put them back on the active route. You've got 7 days to figure out what your
assignment is. Designated for assignment.
So you could wait 7 days and then put them on waivers, and then your clock will start.
Yeah.
So you could trade a player who's DFA'd. Obviously, the return, they're not going to get a whole lot for them. If you've DFA'd him, you're talking about getting like a scrub minor leaguer, not a real prospect, just a warm body.
I would trade Jose Abreu for Garrett Cooper, and I would tell the Chicago Cubs, we're going to pay everything. Just get him the hell out of here. And if you're interested, we could throw in a John Singleton as well. Honestly.
They're probably going to say, and what's the sweetener?
Well, we've got this brand new box of baseballs for you. Are they really new?
Because I feel like they should be used.
Do you guys need an L screen for your batting cages or anything like that? Just hit us up. Like, we'll flip the bill. Like, it's all good because you cannot afford to continue to go much longer after you tinker with batting orders. I mean, PC, this is like the 18th or 19th different batting order that Joe Espada has used. It's game 25, dude. It's game 25.
Oh, there's too damn many guys weren't hitting.
It's amazing. And, you know, this is honestly a lineup tonight. I mean, it's kind of funky with, you know, Yordan playing left field and both Diaz and Caratini in the batting.
I mean, a lot of the reason why you've got so many different lineups is because, well, they move this guy down, they move that guy down, they move this guy down, they move that guy down. And, you know, now here you are moving Bregman up because they're trying to do anything and everything they can to try to get Alex Bregman's bat going.
Yeah.
And what they really need to do is just go into the clubhouse, turn all the calendars to freaking August so that he doesn't realize it's still April.
Yeah. something needs to happen. You know, talking about Bregman, I thought about this earlier when I saw the lineup, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is cool. I mean, I'm all for it. We literally discussed this last night, specifically with Alex Bregman. You know, at what point in time are you going to continue to bat this guy in damn cleanup with less than, you know, 300 on base percentage, and he's just not hitting the ball? But I thought back, I was like, hold on just a second. And, you know, Chris was like, you know, it wasn't too long ago before the guy worked three walks in a game. And I was like, yeah, it was a little while ago. But it really wasn't too long ago. I think it was last weekend when Bregman was still missing games because of his quote-unquote illness. Before he missed three games with his illness, he was on a four-game hit streak. He had three extra base hits. He had like three RBIs. And it looked like he was starting to get back to the Alex Bregman, like shedding the April skin, if you will, and climbing into the May a little early. He got sick. He came back. And he's 3 for his last 23 with like 3 RBIs, no runs scored, no extra base hits.
Maybe he should have sat a little longer.
Well, I was thinking, look, damn, whatever illness he had, he was rolling. That just kind of sidetracked him. Like, he'll get going again. I mean, 3 for 23, we're talking about 4 or 5 ball games. If moving him in the two spot you think is going to jolt some life back into him, or you're just saying, you know what, we really like his approach the last 4 or 5 games. He's just not seeing results, or his timing's just a little bit off. He's about to get it. Cool, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I know this, that with all the underperformance that the Astros are getting to start this season so far, literally at the same time and the injuries to boot. I'll make a bold prediction right now. I made one last night. I don't know if you call it bold what I said last night.
Another one.
Would you consider that bold last night?
Hey, you said it was bold, so
I don't know. I thought about it at the time. I was like, yeah, it was kind of dumb because that's probably more likely than bold. And if you didn't listen last night, I said, you know, if the Astros continue to play like ass, when they come home, they might very well just fire their hitting coaches and make Michael Brantley the hitting coach.
If you didn't listen last night, you are a poo head.
Your ass. No. Damn, now you made me forget my prediction.
your prediction was that Michael Brantley would be the...
No, I was going to make a new one. Oh, here it is. In 2 months, because I told Chris this earlier, I said, you watch. Because this is just like baseball Armageddon hitting the Astros square in the junk, man.
Ass.
Ass.
What the hell was that?
In 2 months, we're going to be talking about how this club is going to go to its eighth straight ALCS. They're going to be playing that good of baseball. Like, it's just going to happen. This team is not that bad. It's just going to turn... Maybe not including Jose Abreu,
don't
but it's just going
to
turn.
If you want to say they're not that bad.
Well, you can't tell me not to watch it and then point to the TV.
Don't watch this because it was that bad. It was a soft grounder up the middle that Jose Altuve was right there and just, ole!
Ole, 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 ole.
I don't know how the hell he missed it.
Yeah. All right. That's not exactly soft.
I got it. Got to get the glove down there.
He was there early. It just took a funky hop on him.
Well, he didn't get down on it. Well, right under his glove.
Yeah.
And, like, Altuve can't make those mistakes.
No. He was already in the shift. Like, he should have just fielded it, you know, on his feet. He got down to one knee and tried to backhand it.
And when you've got a rookie pitcher on the mound who's already given up, you know, four runs and a three-run homer in the first inning, maybe, just maybe, you want to maybe... try a little harder, be a little better, not be a little worse.
Yeah. Here's what's better. Framber Valdez doing better. His bullpen went well today, is expected to start one of the Mexico City games, that per Chandler Rome. And I'm thankful for Chandler Rome today because unless Dana Brown misspoke this morning as he was talking on their flagship station, he'd said they're getting two pitchers back after the Mexico City games. And by those two pitchers, I'd presume he was talking about Framber Valdez and Christian Javier. Javier, who was on the IL with a neck issue. Framber, who thankfully is set to come back very soon, apparently, and much sooner than what Dana Brown had said this morning from a sore elbow. That's kind of a big deal because before or like during the Mexico series versus like after the Mexico series, you get me thinking like, oh, well, Jose Urquidy's progressed very quickly. And maybe he has. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's the case, according to most recent reports. But also Christian Javier doing very well and is expected to return, as Dana Brown did say, after the Mexico City game. So a couple of good little news nuggets there from the Astros. We'll see. And I just wonder how much more tinkering Joe Espada could possibly do with this batting order at this point, given that I have been scoring at home and here. And today would be Wednesday, April 24th. I would like to say on Monday, I had counted 16. No, it was Friday. I had counted 16 different lineups that Joe Espada has rolled out. I think he's done a couple of more changes. I think this is like 18 or 19 tonight that we're witnessing.
Well, it'd be great if they would actually perform that way. He doesn't have to keep changing the lineup.
Sure.
I mean, he's had to change the lineup multiple times because Abreu moved down from 5 to 6 to 7 to
right,
8.
Right now, this is literally as you take this roster as it's performing now, this, in my opinion, is the best you can do.
You know, they keep tooling around with whoever's in center field because, God forbid, there be any consistency in what they do at center field.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had Chazzy move up, Chazzy move down, JP move up, JP move down, Yiner move up, and now you got Breggy move up.
Mm-hmm.
So
Meanwhile, Abreu's been going down, 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 down. And now he's down again tonight, too, as in not in
the lineup.
Yes,
he's batting 10th tonight.
Oh, you think he's the first bat off of the bench? I disagree, kind
well,
sir.
I don't consider the guy batting 10th to be in the lineup. So,
yeah.
10th is like left out. So
yes.
He's batting 10th tonight. And as, I mean, look, this was something that Dana and Espada have both talked about in recent days, that Abreu was going to sit. Well, tonight he's sitting. Mm-hmm. The only problem is it's John Singleton who's replacing.
Well, and then that kind of was, you know, brings me to my next point is, I told you yesterday, I really didn't get the vibe that Dana Brown and Joe Espada were on the same page, outside of just with one respect to Jose Abreu, in that they both think that they've got to do something. They just don't know what that something is. They're not agreeing on it. They're not on the same page in what to do with this guy. Dana Brown saying like, yeah, you know, maybe we give him a little bit more time, but if he doesn't perform, you know, we start mixing and matching and set him for a few days. Where Joe Espada's like, yeah, we're going to start giving John Singleton some more opportunities. Well, it didn't happen last night because Abreu was in the lineup and starting at first base. Tonight, though,
John Singleton rips one down the line for a single.
Attaboy. He's been doing more of that. Now, what I would tell you to expect is him to go over his next three in this ball game tonight because he's only good for one hit a game.
See, you hit like that. It just happened to carom right to the right fielder.
Sure, so if that kicks off back towards first base, that's a double for anybody else.
It's not like he, because if the ball doesn't tail off into foul territory and hit the padding there, it would go all the way into the corner. Mm-hmm. It would have been a double.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of bad luck there for John. But look, the Astros, the bottom of the order is going to have to do something because the middle of the order isn't doing squat.
Yeah, yeah. 713-572-4610.
Or I should say the top of the order because Bregman moved up. So
572-4610. You can call or text. Phone lines are bam, wide open right now. You can join us on the program. Love to hear from you. Hit us up on Twitch and YouTube. The chat's there as well. On Twitter, at P Creighton, the number one, at Sean Bajani for myself. Coming up next, I mentioned the Astros, Dana Brown and Joe Espada not being on necessarily the same page. I think that's trending in a different direction, at least as far as tonight's lineup is concerned. What Dana Brown had to say earlier today about this team's struggles. We'll have that for you and get your reaction, give you ours next. It's Sports Radio 610, Area 45.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton.
Astros have cut the lead by the Cubbies in half. Now 4-2. Stros have put a couple across in the top of the third inning, still batting with one out and two on for Yordan Alvarez benefiting.
Couple of defensive miscues helping the Astros out.
Yeah, the Cubs' first baseman couldn't handle a throw from their third baseman across the diamond. Snow coned it, ball gets away, and John Singleton scored. And then just moments ago, Alex Bregman pounded another one into the pitcher's mitt, though. Not into the ground, but into the pitcher's mitt. Taillon couldn't handle it, trickled into the second baseman's territory, and he fumbled and bumbled it. And couldn't get the ball to first base. That allowed another run to score. So
yeah, Taillon actually fielded Myers' bunt and threw to first base, and Bush snow-coned it and lost it.
Oh, that was Taillon? I thought it was a third baseman.
That was Taillon who fired that ball. And but Bush is the guy who they DFA'd Cooper for so that he could get more bats at first base and get more playing time at first base.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little oopsie.
Yep, oopsie. I'll take another one of those oopsies from Taillon here. With Yordan Alvarez at the plate. See if you can get that big cat rolling. 713-572-4610. Earlier today, Dana Brown on their flagship station made me feel actually a little bit better, PC. I will tell you what that is here just momentarily, but I do want to remind people we have free things to give away right now. Do you want to do
free stuff?
Do you want to do it right now, or do you want to do it next segment?
Free stuff.
I leave it up to you, my man. You want to give it away now, or you want to give it away next segment?
All right, let's give away some stuff now. Y'all ready? Callers 2, 4, and 6. 713-572-4610. Caller 2, caller 4, caller 6. Get a pair of tickets to go see your Houston Roughnecks Saturday night, Rice Stadium, taking on the Birmingham Stallions. Not only that, but if you get there early enough, Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, putting on a show before the game starts. So you've got two shows for free Saturday night at Rice Stadium. If you're not lucky enough to win, they do have a $10 ticket special this weekend, so you can go online to theufl.com and go pick up your tickets for just $10 this week. But callers 2, 4, and 6, you get a pair of tickets for free to go see the Roughnecks and Reality of Wrestling at Rice Stadium Saturday.
Yeah, and speaking of the Roughnecks, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Roughnecks head coach CJ Johnson, who joins us every Wednesday. Looking forward to that here in just about a half hour. 713-572-4610 for the tickets. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can text into the chat as well. Hit us up on Twitch and YouTube. Dana Brown earlier today, PC, said, quote, when you play 97 postseason games in 6 years, that's going to lead to some breakdown in some guys. It also makes a statement that guys have been there before. We're 5.5 back, have to turn it around, but we can't keep saying it every week. We have to get it done. You know, it got me thinking about a couple of things. One, just exactly how much baseball this version of the Houston Astros has in fact played going all the way back to 2017. And then two, the other, it was starting to sound like an excuse to me from Dana Brown this morning, but he ended very well when he'd said, it also makes a statement that guys have been there before. Got to turn it around. They can't keep saying it every week. You just got to get it done. Felt better about that because that told me, you know what? He's looking for somebody to step up. He's looking for some leadership. He's looking for some accountability. He's looking for somebody to maybe do something out of character. I was telling Chris Santiago this earlier. You and I talked about it a little bit last night in regards to, you know, those voices that maybe aren't necessarily being as vocal as they should be in the clubhouse. And we don't really know. We're just speculating, but we've got nothing to base it off on. Just by their play. And it doesn't appear that anybody's, you know, put a foot to their ass at this point in time, aside from Justin Verlander. But Jose Altuve, sometimes when you go through a stretch like this, and this is a bit of a historic stretch, at least in terms of the dynastic run this ball club has been on since 2017, this is their worst start since 2016, the first time they've ever been 10 games under 500 since that year. At this point in time, they didn't go to the postseason that year. They didn't play extra baseball. So sometimes when uncharacteristic things happen, other things need to follow suit. Maybe a guy like Jose Altuve or a Yordan Alvarez or whoever, insert player not named Alex Bregman, needs to step up and say something and then go out there and ball out. Talk the talk, walk the walk. I don't know. That's kind of where I was at, and it made me feel a little bit better. The Dana Brown seemed to emit the same type of sentiment. Then I also thought about this. I went back and I looked at every team since 2017. I wanted to see just how many players are on this team that were from 17. There's only four. There's seven from 18. There's 10 from 19, 14 from 20, 16 from 21, 22 from the 22 team. Last year's team, you basically ran it back with everybody, insert the addition of Victor Caratini and Josh Hader. Like, these dudes, in large part, and your dudes, your core, they've played a bleep ton of baseball. However, the guys that have played a bleep ton of baseball, Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Chaz McCormick, like, those guys aren't exactly total ass collectively, but the pitching, I'll hear an argument for guys like Ryan Pressly and Brian Abreu who have pitched a ton over the course of the last three seasons. I think Robert Land, who called us last night, made that exact point. And I do agree. You did as well. However, it's not the only issue.
No, you want to talk about, issue. Well, the Astros just had two on, nobody out, with Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, and Tucker coming to the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Altuve swings at a terrible pitch right in the dirt.
Way to not help me make my point.
Bregman reaches on essentially what was an error, but scored an infield hit. Yordan goes down looking, and Tuck hits a lazy fly ball.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Tip of the cap. Way to help me not make my point there.
But the point is that when so many other facets of the team are struggling and you get your big four guys coming up, runners in scoring position, nobody out, one out, and they fail. And it feels like that is one of the overriding factors of this season. Astros, runners in scoring position, they just stink. And it's not something that you can practice to replicate or practice to improve on. Guys just got to hit, right? It's one of those weird baseball anomalies that eventually writes itself. But when everything is going wrong, it can't write itself fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
You see the expected ERA? Arrigetti's ERA is 11.57. His expected ERA is under 4.
Explain that to me.
That means that balls that have expectancy to be outs are hits or errors.
I'm not understanding.
So
what's happening behind Spencer Arrigetti defensively?
Well, some of it is he's given up some hits that were not hard contact.
Yeah, case in point, the dribbler up the middle that Jose Altuve was already there in the shift for and decided to take one knee and backhand, and it just
some of it's been soft contact, some of it's been poor defense. Expected average. So, like, for example, if there's a ball that the metrics say should be caught, but for whatever reason your fielder doesn't catch it, still an earned run, but your expected average on that ball might be 100. Instead, it's 1,000 because it's a hit.
Okay, yeah. No, I understand that now.
Something I thought was interesting from Dana Brown today, because Dana was talking about, lamenting over some of the issues with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about lack of quality at-bats.
Yep.
Discussed
that a lot last night.
Not taking pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Not having good awareness of the strike zone. Defensive miscues, particularly at really bad times. Lack of fundamentals and execution, offensively, defensively. Injuries to the starting pitching and underperformance at various spots. I said, son of a B, if Dana Brown wasn't listening to this show. Because he literally went through a checklist like he was listening to us go through the checklist even as recently as last night.
Well,
and then he spit it all out today. I was like, wow, it's like verbatim what you and I talked about last
night. That is funny because I counted four things that all lead back to two guys that I think would feel the heat when times are like this, when things are going this poorly. 713-572-4610 if you want to be involved in the show. He's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani with you. It's Area 45. I told you last night that when it's as bad as it is right now, this type of underperformance ends up costing people their jobs. And sometimes it's a hitting coach, sometimes it's a pitching coach, sometimes it's a manager, sometimes it's a general manager. You know, sometimes it could be all of the above at various times over the course of the next year or the season, however it ends up shaking out. But in the case of Alex Cintron and Troy Snitker, you named four things out of about a list of six that Dana Brown talked about, lamented over, as you put it, this morning, that directly lead back to those guys, Alex Cintron and Troy Snitker. Their job is to help players prepare, to identify holes, to try and fix those, remedy those, get guys in the film room studying. Like, I think if you were to tell me to put one, like a finger on like the one thing that is the biggest issue with this ball club from a hitting standpoint, I don't think you can do it outside of speaking in generalities and on the surface attacking the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position. It's not just that. It's maybe the approach, maybe all of those things that Dana Brown identified this morning. And at some point, somebody's have to be accountable. And sometimes it's not just the players, but it's the coaches as well. And that's why
you can't fire all the players.
No, you can't fire all the players, but you can certainly, you know, trim the fat. And you might have to eat a lot of money when you do so. But that's a decision that has to be made at some point in time.
$19.5 million worth of fat.
Sure. But it also might be, you know, a hitting coach or two that is a part of that fat that needs to be trimmed as well. You need a new voice. You need a new approach. You need a new philosophy. You need a new attack plan. And that might just not be working out. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it works tremendously. Like maybe it has over the course of the last 3 years. But everything has an expiration date. And unfortunately, that might be one of them.
Alec, when you're 7-17, when you've gone to seven straight ALCS and then you open the season 7-17, there's a good chance somebody's going to pay a price for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is wholly unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you – it's one thing to underperform. It's another to be an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
They've been an embarrassment.
Yes, especially –
you look at the amount of runs that they've allowed.
Yeah.
They have been an embarrassment.
100%, especially when expectations are so high, and they should remain, that should remain the case. They are defending, champions.
I know a lot of people.
Not ALCS champions, but they went there. This is a team that is expected to go every year.
I know a lot of people want to come at, you know, Dana Brown. He should have done this. He should have done that. Think about what their Astros payroll is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't allowed. You know, he had to go. There had to be a lot of conversations with Jim Crane and the Brain Trust about whether or not they were going to go get Josh Hader. So, and that's really the only move they made of any consequence. Everybody else, you know, Vince Caratini's not making any money.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the only move they made. Why did they only make one? They weren't even going to make that if they didn't have Kendall Graveman go down.
Mm-hmm.
So whose decision was it not to make moves? I'm going to bet it wasn't the general manager.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be realistic. Ever since the day Jim Crane fired Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch and swore to the world he was going to be more involved in the day-to-day operations of this baseball team, he has been extremely involved in the day-to-day operations of this baseball team, and sometimes for its betterment and sometimes not.
Yeah. I hope he takes a long look in the mirror and realizes the massive, costly mistake that he had made with Jose Abreu to this point. Maybe decides to take a little bit of a step back. Coming up next, Is this the beginning of the end? And I'm not talking about the Astros. We'll discuss. He's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani. It's Area 45. Stay there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton.
Alongside Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani with you. Reminder, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Roughnecks head coach C.J. Johnson. He joins us every single Wednesday here on Area 45. Looking forward to that conversation. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago with you, 713-572-4610. The beginning of the end. And no, I'm not talking about the Astros.
Hey, before we get into all this, you want to do some more free stuff?
Yeah, you want to do it now?
Let's do more free stuff.
What do we got? You do the concert?
Yeah, we can do the concert.
Let's do the concert.
All right, so tomorrow night at Home Run Dugout, Giovanni and the Hired Guns. Friday night at Home Run Dugout, Sammy Kershaw. Both shows, Home Run Dugout in Katy, 8 o'clock start. We're going to let you take your choice of which show you want to go. And we'll go with callers 2 and 5, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Caller 2, caller 5, get your pick. Giovanni and the Hired Guns Thursday night, that's tomorrow, or Sammy Kershaw Friday night at Home Run Dugout in Katy.
Don't know the first one, but I know the second one. She don't know she's beautiful.
So I didn't know who Giovanni and the Hired Guns were up until a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I started like listening to some of their stuff on Spotify. Dude, they're good.
Yeah, you were telling me. You listened to like five songs, right?
Yeah. And for me to like the first five songs I picked, like, yeah, Iron Maiden, sure, but not like rando band. And these guys are a relatively new rock band. Like, this album's from like 2022. But it was good. I liked it. I told you, I like him better than Hinder.
There you go.
I got to go see these guys before I go see Hinder.
I tell you what, man, Home Run Dugout has not been disappointing. We've been giving away tickets, and people have been loving the shows. They've been going out there to see. It's obviously a badass venue, but it makes it a little bit better when the entertainment is up to snuff as well. They've been kicking some ass. Hinder was there last week. Sammy Kershaw this week.
So I didn't know who Sammy Kershaw was either.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go ask one of the girls in the sales department.
Yeah, and she was like, you don't know Sammy Kershaw?
Yeah, I went to go talk to Tori, and she's like, what do you mean you don't know Sammy Kershaw? And so she's like singing like this song and then that song and this song. I'm like, yeah, I've never heard of any of these. She's like, what do you mean you've never heard of these? And
you're like, do they cover Megadeth?
Megadeth's coming to H-Town, baby.
Do they know any Anthrax?
Dude, I wish Anthrax was coming to H-Town.
You're hilarious, bro.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We'll get some Armored Saint. I don't know. I don't know if Metallica ever comes back to H-Town. We're definitely going to that.
They're coming. They're coming. Yeah. And when they do come, we will definitely try to be there.
Maiden did not come to Texas on their last tour.
Gonna be sick that night.
Yeah.
maybe the next night after.
Maiden didn't come to Texas on their last tour. I hope they come on their next one.
We'll try to make it happen, man. You know that you got the right people. You got connections, man. You're a big baller. I wanted to get to this since we're going to be talking some football next segment with Coach C.J. Johnson. Dip our toes into the NFL a little bit. I saw this news earlier today, and it kind of got me thinking about a possible power shift within the AFC. Did you see that once again, Cincinnati Bengal wide receiver T. Higgins has reaffirmed his desire to be traded away from Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals? That, according to an Adam Schefter report earlier this evening, Higgins, along with Bengals tight end Trey Hendrickson, he also wants out of Cincinnati. They both really want extensions, but because of the Cincinnati Bengals hemming and hawing, and they're like,
cheap.
We don't really know if we want to spend that amount of money. Like, they franchised Higgins. I don't know their situation with Hendrickson outside of this year. I think he's making about $15, $16 million. This is the second contract that they've given him, extending him last season. They both want out, though, if they don't get extensions. And I just got to thinking, with Burrow's injury history and a couple of certainties in the AFC, one not being necessarily the Cincinnati Bengals because of the influx situation with Burrow's health, which they feel like, I think, they've remedied this offseason, getting a couple of massive Browns in there at the tackle position.
Just put him in a freaking bubble.
Yeah, a bubble, preferable, not a body cast, at least if you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan. But
have you ever wanted to do the bubble thing?
What bubble thing? What do you mean?
You know how, like, you get people to wear those gigantic, oh, yeah, the big balls? Freaking bubble 100%.
Balls?
100%. And then they slam into each other?
Yes.
And, like, somebody will go flying, like, 50 feet in the air? Like, have you ever wanted to do that?
Absolutely. They have courses in Houston somewhere. I've seen videos on social, and I think we need to probably hit one of those up. That would be extremely fun.
I want to do the bubble thing and just go flying.
Look, there's two certainties in my mind. It's the Baltimore Ravens and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the Houston Texans are going to become that at some point in time, but you got to do it. And, you know, if Hannah McNair was to take a little bit of her own medicine, I mean, I get the vibe, I get the feel, but, you know, she said, hey, you got to beat us first. Talking about the
Queen of Houston has spoken.
For the Texans to be in this conversation, hey, you got to get there first. But it seems like they're on the verge.
So let's put this in, like, perspective, right? We're not saying that as of right now, today, the Texans are on par with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Because they're not.
We hope
that. Or the Ravens.
We hope they're going to get there. But right now, you wouldn't say that they're on par with the Kansas City Chiefs. You wouldn't say right this second they're on par with the Baltimore Ravens. You hope they're going to get there. Would you say right now that they are on par with the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that.
Would you say that they are on par with the Buffalo Bills?
I feel like the Bills just made a double bogey, and the Texans...
So better than the Bills.
Yeah, and the Texans, you know, just birdied the 18th, and they're headed to the clubhouse.
Better than the J-E-S-T with Rodgers!
Well, that's going to be the interesting thing. Right? Because Rodgers is coming back. And what is he going to look like? There was that question existed at least for me going into last season before he got hurt after playing four snaps of football. Like, I didn't know really what to expect. I mean, is this going to be kind of like the Jets grasping at straws, hoping they can, you know, squeeze the last little bit of juice that Rodgers has to offer? Because you look at his last year in Green Bay, and it was like, okay, the touchdown to interception ratio wasn't what it had been literally for a decade plus for him. Maybe he's hitting a wall a little bit. Still very good, but maybe hitting a wall.
Is the Rodgers double check now, instead of going to be him looking off the safety, is that going to be looking to see what dumbass things he said this week?
That's always. That is the triple check. That's always going to be there. Always the little sub headline.
The Aaron Rodgers dumbass double check.
But I thought about it like this. Okay, going into the 2024 season, PC, you tell me right now the teams that the Texans are better than that did not make the playoffs last year but were close.
Why are we talking about teams that didn't make the playoffs?
Because
other than the Jets, who every had a quarterback
year, injury. Every year, teams fluctuate. There are new teams that make the postseason that didn't make it the year before, and vice versa. There's teams made it the year before that didn't make it the following year. Like the Buffalo Bills. To me, that's a team that's in danger of not making the postseason this year because they got worse this offseason instead of getting better. The Miami Dolphins are a pretty damn good football team.
If nobody burns down the wagons,
if they're able to stay healthy,
like the Buffalo Bills.
I feel like, I mean, that very well could be, like, the AFC East could kind of be like the AL East in baseball. It could be three really freaking good teams there. I wouldn't anticipate the Patriots being worth a damn, but with Rodgers, with Josh Allen, with Tua, if those Dolphins skill players are healthy, that's going to be a beast of a division.
I feel like the Jets are going to disappoint because J-E-S-T, jest.
But it's Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's a TBD, you know, to me.
Coming off of that injury, I don't expect him to be what everybody thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We saw how that injury impacted Vinny Testaverde. You know, talking about Jets players. You know, Vinny had a all-time season the year before, and then there goes the Achilles, and Vinny was basically done. Vinny had a golden arm, but Vinny couldn't move.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of Rodgers' game is his ability to move. If he now doesn't have that ability to move as well as he used to, how much does that limit what he does?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. The inspiration for my question really was looking at the L.A. Chargers and the Cincinnati Bengals, two teams that finished in the bottom of their division last year. And look, the Chargers, they've got Justin Herbert. They've got a new coach.
Chargers are cursed.
I get it from a historical standpoint. They've been one of those teams kind of like the Texans had been basically throughout their franchise's history.
That team,
they can't get out of their own way.
To lose games, yeah, that they should win every single year. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. They lose at least 3 to 4 games every year that they've got no business losing. And they've done this going all the way back to, you know, when they hired Norv Turner to take over for Marty after Marty went 14-2.
I get it, but they've got the two most important positions locked up right now in my mind.
And what has that done for them?
Well, they just got it. They got a head coach in Harbaugh this offseason. They've got Justin Herbert. I think I said this before. There's a team every year almost, 21 out of the last 23 years, a team has gone from worst to first in their division. Not saying the Chargers could go to first, but damn, I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs with what they got going on. And is that a team that could maybe even overperform? And
it's possible they could overperform
and get there.
We could look at the Broncos and the Raiders and say
they need a quarterback.
These two teams could be bad.
Oh yeah, the Broncos be really
the
bad.
The Broncos
this year?
Could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders could be bad. Like from that aspect of it, but
so
that also means the Chiefs are winning 14 games.
Yeah, I was gonna say same old, because both of those teams were mediocre to pretty poor teams last year in respect to the Raiders and Broncos. I think the Chargers do take a leap. Maybe the wild card
but
comes
like,
from
if you say
the AFC
right
West.
Now, who are the Texans better than? All right, in the AFC West, not Kansas City, everybody else. In the AFC North,
not the Ravens.
In the AFC North, not the Ravens, everybody else.
Yeah.
In the AFC East, everybody. In the AFC South, everybody. I feel like the Texans, and the Ravens and maybe the Bengals, depending on.
I was going to say, like, you know, you have to factor in Bengals without
and with Burrow.
I think
those three teams are all basically vying to knock off the Ravens to be the primary competitor to the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs. But
as long as Pat Mahomes can walk.
Yeah. And even then, you know, he doesn't have to walk that fast. We've seen him. We've seen him win games on basically on one ankle.
Yeah.
So it's the Texans, the Dolphins, and the Bengals all trying to knock off the Ravens so that they can get their shot at the king in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. He's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, 713-572-4610. You want to weigh in on that? You could do so after this next segment because, hey, Coach has got the number. He's going to give us a shout. From your Houston Roughnecks, the head coach, C.J. Johnson's going to join us next. We'll talk some ball with him. Stay there. It's Area 45.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.